Duck Dynasty stars say Seattle, San Francisco unlivable trash heaps due to woke leadership, a whole lot like hell. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 17, 2026. A&E's Duck Dynasty stars Alan Jace Robertson say the Democrat-controlled cities of Seattle and San Francisco are unlivable due to their woke leadership. So many cities across America have embraced this ideology. And you see the decline, Jace said, adding, you see the filth. It becomes a trash dump, which sounds a whole lot like hell. During a recent episode of their Unashamed with the Robertson Family podcast, Alan Jace were talking about the difference between idolatry, which involves humans elevating their values and worldly possessions above God, and dominion, in which humans have sovereignty over the earth, albeit under God's authority. Al then segued to Seattle as the perfect illustration of how people can abandon dominion for idolatry, leading to chaos. He pointed to the city's mayor, Katie Wilson, who he said is one of these woke socialist types who's taken over the city. And, basically, she's just said, do drugs in the street, he added. We've unshackled any idea of trying to have some order in this chaos. Mayor Wilson has recently come under fire amid allegations that her administration issued a directive instructing police to stop arresting people for open drug use or possession, opting instead to divert them into treatment programs. Wilson responded to the claim by telling the John Curley Show, there's been no policy change, and officers in the city currently use their discretion around when it's appropriate to do an arrest, noting that diversion programs can be invoked before an arrest. We're looking for an approach, which is using the right strategy in the right circumstances, and that is making sure that we are getting people the help that they need, she said. There's a lot of different situations out there, and there's no one-size-fits-all approach. Watch below. Al went on to recall seeing Seattle decline firsthand while visiting the Democrat-controlled city with his wife, Lisa. I went to Seattle for the first time to go on a cruise out of Alaska. And I happen to go every year for the next 3 or 4 years, he said. It's a beautiful city, right on the water, with these great restaurants, and we're like, man, what a beautiful city these people have created here. They created this little jewel, right up in our northwest, in Seattle. Next year we go, it had lost a little luster, Al continued. There were a few more things going on in the streets that weren't great. By the end of the fifth year, we were afraid to walk the streets. Down where all the tourists are. We just wouldn't even get out of our hotel. Now, you continue to watch this progression and see that there is no order, and we've turned it over to creation itself, and it's just becoming untenable, unlivable, unvisitable, he added. The reality star said, you can see it in real time, over a couple of decades, in a U.S. city, adding, imagine the whole idea of humanity and this idea of what happens when something other than God is in charge. When you take away his order, when you take away his light. Jace chimed in, noting, you can see that in every city and area that tries this. When you worship and serve the creation rather than seeing the creation as something we cultivate, as something that we steward, something that we exercise dominion over. When you flip that script, the end result is always a death work, he added. It's always a city like Seattle or San Francisco, the Duck Dynasty star continued. There are so many cities across America that have embraced this ideology, and you see the decline. You see the filth, Jace added. It's the opposite of a beautiful garden that is expanding. Instead, what it is, it becomes a trash dump that is shrinking. Which sounds a whole lot like hell, right? Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.